afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I'm the author of two books on weight. One is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. The other, which is an e-book, just 35 pages, and it condenses everything in my prior 200-page book. It's called How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. So let's get to the issue and the problem. Do you know there is such a thing as a weight control industry in the United States and is worth like $68 billion a year? That's billion. And how can that be? Because statistically, something like 95% of everyone who goes on any diet regains all the weight. So what kind of industry has a 95% failure rate? I think it's time to disrupt this alleged industry, which is built on false pretenses. People are saying, oh yes, give us your money. We want your money, and we will tell you how to lose weight. And the people who do that, I've made tens of millions of dollars, if not more, persuading you to give them your money based on the premise, false premise, that you are going to lose weight for good. You don't know 10 people, if that, who permanently lost weight. So, enough about the weight control industry. Let's get to the problem. You weigh too much. You hate weighing what you do, or you wouldn't be listening. You really want to weigh less, 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds, whatever it is. Your clothes don't fit, you want them to fit, you want to be healthy. So what is the problem? You knew exactly what to do, you know exactly what to do, but yet you gained weight when you didn't want to. You made yourself unhappy. Now why in heaven's sake would you do this? There's no logical reason. Actually, you don't need anybody to tell you what to do. Just put less food in your mouth or different kinds of foods in your mouth, and that's it. Really simple. Simple. Then why'd you gain the weight? Why do you weigh what you do? Why are you listening to this or paying anybody any money to figure out how to weigh less? By the way, I do not want a penny of your money. This is free. Save your money. You'll need it to buy new clothes. So The problem is, and this is what people fight back against, the problem is when you felt upset, anxious, panicky, depressed, wanted to feel better, what you did, you didn't take a walk, you didn't read a book, you didn't take a shower, you put food in your mouth. That's what happens. People say, oh no, that's not me. I didn't do that. I got it because my friends are fat. There's too much food around. I shouldn't eat this kind of food, but they do, and it's all over, and I can't resist it, to which I say, baloney. That's nonsense. Don't make excuses. Face the reality. If you want to eliminate the problem, keep in mind the problem is not your weight. Your weight is what happens after you put too much food in your mouth, more than you need for nourishment. So if you want to solve the problem permanently, and I mean for good, so you never have to worry about your weight again, you first have to understand the problem. Now the issue is, it's not an intellectual problem. So when the people who want your money say, oh, you have to make more intelligent choices, you've got to change your lifestyle, you've got to be more cognizant of what you do, you need to work out 4 days a week. Nonsense. If you could have done any of those things, you never would have gained weight to begin with. So you have to deal with the fact that you are putting food in your mouth for emotional reasons. People say they have a big appetite. Baloney. What do you mean big appetite? You want more food in your stomach? You want food in your system? No. You want it in your mouth. If you just wanted food in your system, I've got a wonderful idea. Take it intravenously. Nobody can deal with that. You don't want to. It's the food in your mouth. food is only there for a few seconds. It's a very short period of time. You taste it, you chew it, you swallow it. Bang, that's it. It's done. So why are you dependent on the food to make you feel better or to stop from feeling bad? Well, here's what to do. And you've got to understand it emotionally. It's not an intellectual issue. So next time you're thinking about putting food, I mean any food in your mouth, ask yourself, why are you doing this? You weigh too much, you're unhappy. Why are you putting that food in your mouth? By the way, I am not trying to persuade you to put less food in your mouth. That's dieting. That's ridiculous. I would never suggest that. I want you to understand why you're doing it. You can't eliminate the problem unless you appreciate the problem. Okay, there's a piece of chocolate on the table. It looks terrific. You really would like to put it in your mouth. Why? Are you hungry? No, I'm not even sure you know what hungry is. Your hunger is reflected by the amount of food you want to put in your mouth. That's what hunger is, other than nourishment. Okay, the chocolate's sitting there. What are you going to do? You weigh way too much. You're really unhappy. Are you going to put it in your mouth? If so, why? This is important. If you're not sure why, don't put it in your mouth for a while. Then put it in your mouth and see the feeling you get from the chocolate. I'm using chocolate just as an example. It could be anything. Does the chocolate make you feel better? Is it that smooth taste when you roll it around in your mouth and your tongue? Makes you feel so good. Think of how you feel. Oh my gosh, isn't that chocolate or ice cream terrific? It makes you feel good. Then you swallow it. Then the feeling is gone. So if you want to have that feeling again, you need more chocolate or more ice cream. Now, once you understand and feel the reason you're putting it in your mouth, that's half the battle. So go back to the chocolate again. Why are you putting it in your mouth? And what would happen if you didn't? Would you feel unhappy? Would you feel deprived? Tell you what, give yourself a test. You don't get a grade, you don't report it to me. Don't put the chocolate in your mouth. Walk away. See how you feel. Is there an emotional reaction? Do this anytime you're thinking of putting food in your mouth. Notice I do not call it eating. I call it putting food in your mouth. Eating is a glamorous term. Putting food in your mouth is a reality. Do that. Stick with it. And then we'll discuss how to eliminate the need you feel to keep putting all that stuff in your mouth. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Remember, this is free. I don't want